This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Gabe Osborne, our producer tonight. I'm Gary Boker up here, perched in the northwest corner of the gym. As the Toppers will get the ball first, it'll come up top to Tester. She'll go inside to Harston. Harston almost lost the ball, got the rebound back, then missed the shot, got her own rebound, and the Toppers will set things up. It'll go over on the wing to Major. Major will bring it back up top to Harston. Harston over on the wing to Vanessa Compton. Back up top, three-point shot up and good as Lena Rupert gets bottom of the net. That's the way we get this one started, back the other way. It'll be the Panthers. Rachel Holthouse working on the point. She'll give the ball off to Hamilton. Jillian stops at the free throw line, pops, and it goes. Hamilton gets the first 2 points for the Panthers, makes it 3-2. Toppers with the lead, Toppers with the ball. 1 minute in to this one. On the wing, it's Vanessa Compton giving off to Tester. Tester stops at the elbow, then dishes down to Compton. Compton goes inside, trying to hit Harston again. Harston in traffic, puts it up. It will not go. They fight for the rebound. Going to be a foul called against the Panthers. I believe this one may go against, yep, Hamilton. Jillian Hamilton will pick up her first, and she is one Panther who needs to be in the lineup all of the time. Harston to shoot two. First one's up. First one's good. Akaya, averaging about 13 points a game, gets her first one of the night. She'll get another one. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. Nope, this one rolls around and goes out. Hamilton comes away with the rebound. She'll kick it out to Holthouse. Holthouse brings the ball down into the lane and kicks it back out to Hamilton for three. Bottom of the net. Jillian Hamilton drains the shot from way beyond the three-point line over here on the left side. Makes it 5-4 in favor of Hillsboro. Back the other way, it is Vanessa Compton with the ball. She'll dish it off to Rupert. Rupert will stop and pop off the glass. No good. Rebound by Hamilton. She tried to pass it off to Byers. Hit Byers on the backside, but she turned around and recovered. Good recovery there by Anna Byers, the 5'7 sophomore. She'll give it to Hamilton. Hamilton over on the wing to Holthouse. Holthouse shots up and no good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by the Paint of Panthers. They're decked out in their white uniforms with the orange numerals, orange and blue trim. Hillsboro decked out in their black over black uniforms, white numerals with the orange and white trim. Harston with the ball, kicks it back out top to Rupert. Her three-point shot will not go. Major comes away with a loose ball, and the Toppers maintain possession. Vanessa Hampton on the drive on the left side up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give it over to Pena. 5:40 to go, first quarter, 5-4. Is the Pena lead. Pena has gotten all of their points from Jillian Hamilton, and she has a 2 and a 3. Rupert with a 3 for Hillsboro, Harston with a free throw, and that's where we stand. Hamilton on the drive, off the glass. It's good. Blocking foul going to be called. Hamilton's going to get the bucket, and she's going to go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned 3-point play. Foul's going to be called on Vanessa Compton, her first. Hamilton's free throw rolls around, finally goes down. So she's completed the three-point play two different ways. Drained a three earlier, now a bucket, a bruise, and a free throw. Gives her three the other way. Give her 8 points, all 8 points for Pena. Into Harston, turnaround jumper, rolls off the rim, will not go. Coming away with a rebound, Anna Byers. Byers going to take it down on the dribble. She'll swing from left over to right, looking inside. Can't find anybody open there. Working hard is Lattice, but she can't get an opening there, so they'll go back out and reset the offense to Hamilton on the right wing. Hamilton has the whole side of the floor to herself. Now going to be a blocking foul called against Haley Major. Major put a hand on her, trying to keep her away at bay. And with that, the score is 8-4. Hillsboro with the lead, Pena with the lead. And we'll have a timeout on the floor. You're listening to WSMI. Pena with the 8-4 lead as we took the break for the mass timeout, as they say. back to live action. It will be paint a ball under their own basket. Holthouse will be the trigger person. She's looking, and she'll find Byers over in the corner. Byers into the lane, stops, pops, can't get the shot to drop. Hamilton fighting for the rebound. It comes away, and the Toppers come away with it. Dishes it off to Haley Major. Haley brings it down, goes in quickly to Tester. Tester stops in the lane, goes through the traffic, shot won't go, gets her own rebound, puts it back in. Good determination there by Claire Tester. She picks up her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 8-6. Pena back the other way, stopped from the free throw line, is up and good for Anna Byers. She simply drove to the free throw line, stopped and shot, and got the shot to drop. 10-6 is the Pena lead. Bringing the ball down is Vanessa Compton. Compton picked up her dribble. Not a good idea there. Nobody to throw to. Finally, she gets the ball off to Harston. Harston goes through the traffic, up off the glass. She can't get the shot to drop, but Tester comes up with the rebound, and Claire puts it back in. Claire Tester in the right place at the right time. Quickly, Jillian Hamilton goes the other way. She gets a lead pass, goes to the basket, draws the foul. And she'll go to the free throw line as Vanessa Compton guilty of the foul. That'll be Vanessa's second. And it'll send Hamilton to the free throw line to shoot two. She'll eye the first. She'll try the first. Nope, can't buy the first. And Sierra Compton will come into the ball game, replacing Vanessa Compton. As Sierra replaces Vanessa. Shot's up, and the shot's good. Now we got a steal. Shot is up and rolls off the rim that time for Anna Byers. Now the Toppers come away with it. And they'll come down and see if they can set things up. And it's a steal. Once again, Byers is the one pilfering the ball there. She'll go the other way. Right-hand layup on the left side will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. Coming up with it will be Kennedy Carlock, who's just in the ball game. Back the other way. It is the Toppers with a three from the baseline. Will not go. And they all will go back over to Pena. Shots up and no good. Excuse me, that's Ellie Kuhn in the ballgame. I had the wrong number down for her. Ellie Kuhn in the game. And now Hamilton will get a break, as Tester will also get a break, and it will be Alex Fraley coming in for her. Kuhn with the ball, saves it before it goes out of bounds. Dishes it off to Holthouse. Holthouse into the lane. They tried to pass the ball across, and it is deflected and stolen. That was Brer Denton with the errant pass that time, and the steal comes away for the Toppers. Back the other way, they're trying to force it inside to Harston, and the Panthers do a good job of doubling up on her. They sandwich her forward and back. Got that ball easily. Holthouse with the ball, gives it over on the wing to Kuhn. Kuhn on the drive is going to dish it off for Denton. Denton tries to go into the lane. She has the ball stripped away. Turnover number two on PHS. Back the other way, lead pass for Fraley. Her shot goes off the iron, no good. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Topper ball. 11-8, Pena with the lead at the 2:16 mark of the first quarter. They'll inbound the ball to Rupert. Rupert's shot is no good. Coming away with the rebound is the Panthers' Lainey Hicks. Back the other way. Quick shot is up and good by Anna Byers. So Byers gets two there. That's her second bucket of the game. Makes it now 13-8 in favor of the Panthers. Now Steele going the other way. It's going to be Anna Byers going coast to coast, and she'll convert for two more. Byers with six, and just like that, it's 15-8 as the Panthers are on a bit of a run here against the Toppers. The Toppers, Haley Major with the ball, comes across midcourt. Going to be a pushing foul called on Pena. this one will go against Anna Byers. She'll pick up her first. And Jaden Barab coming into the ball game as she will replace Rachel Holthaus. It'll be Topper's ball. They'll bring it across and dish it off to Rupert. It's going to be stolen again by Byers as she comes up with an easy two. Byers doing quite the job there. And Coach Teakin says, I need a timeout. 17-8 is the Pena Panther lead with 1:17 to go here in the first quarter as they take a timeout. We will too. You're listening to WSMI. So we come back following the timeout. It'll be Topper's ball as the Panthers have five new people in the ball game. That is non-starters now on the floor. Barrett and Denton, Hicks, and Kuhn in there as they are seeing some action. Almost another steal by Byers. She goes sliding almost into the bleachers over there on the sideline. You talk about hustle. The 5'7 sophomore Byers doing an outstanding job defensively, and that's resulted in layup after layup. She has 8 points as we go into the final minute of the first quarter. 17-8 is the Panther lead. Now drive. Oh, nice pass. Led her just a little bit too far, and it'll be Topper ball. As that time, it was a good idea by Denton. And the Panthers come out in full court pressure as the Toppers bring the ball in. It comes in to Compton. Compton's at midcourt, almost stopped her dribble, and then decided not a good time to do that. Forces it to Harston at the free throw line. Back to Compton it goes. Back to Harston. She'll turn. She'll spin. Still can't get the shot to go. Got her own rebound. Put it back in. It still won't go. Third attempt, no. The ball is stolen away by Byers. Byers going down the left side. Puts up the right hand layup, and it falls. Anna Byers is having just about everything go her way here in the first quarter. She has 10 points, and it's a 19-8 lead. She comes up with another steal, but as she tries to get up, it's going to, well, they're going to call a jump ball. And excuse me, that wasn't Byers. That was Denton that time. It's good hustle on the defense, and Denton, I think, kind of got a little banged up, a little bruised up there. Hamilton will replace her in the lineup. Sierra Compton coming into the lineup for the Toppers, as well as Kennedy Carlock, with 8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Panthers will inbound at midcourt. They'll get it in to Laney Hicks. Hicks is going to be tied up. Oh, she got rid of it just before the 5 second count. The ball is deflected out of bounds. Good defensive effort there by Lane Rupert. And the Panthers, with 0.2 seconds left, will inbound, and it's stolen, and that's the way the first quarter ends. So after one quarter of play here at Pena High School, it is the Pena Lady Panthers, 19. The Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers, 8. Back with the second quarter after these messages on WSMI. Quarter number one was a good quarter for Anna Byers, as she had 10 points. Jillian Hamilton right behind, she has 9. And the Panthers have a 19-8 lead as we start the second quarter. The Toppers will get the ball. Rachel Holthaus is going to be guilty of a reach-in. Be her first foul, team third foul. The Toppers will inbound. It'll be Rupert getting the ball off to Kennedy Carlock. Now up top to Tester. Tester into the corner to Rupert. Rupert back up top, giving the ball off to Sierra Compton. Compton gives it back. Oh, should have been a foul perhaps called there. They got away with it. Into the corner it goes. Up and good it goes. Kennedy Carlock gets her first 2 points of the game. And that makes it 19-10. Hamilton with the ball over on the right wing. Goes to the baseline. Picks up her dribble. Kicks it back out top to Holthaus. Holthaus kicks it off to Lattage. Lattage to Hamilton. Layup is good. Hamilton to the bucket for her 11th point of the night. Makes it 21-10. Pena with the lead. Hillsboro with the ball. Rupert tried to bounce pass. It's going to be deflected off of a Pena foot. 6:54 to go till halftime. 21-10 is the lead for Pena. Hillsboro with the ball. Rupert will trigger and underneath the basket. Shot in the corner by Carlock will not go. Coming up with the rebound is Kylie Ladd. He's the 5'8 junior. She'll give it off to Holthouse. Rachel will bring the ball down, give it to Hamilton. He'll stop and pop at the free throw line. This one comes up a little bit short. Fraley comes up with the rebound for HHS. Back the other way, Rupert with the ball, goes back up top. She'll give it off to Sierra Compton. Compton dishes it off to Carlock. Carlock has the ball stolen, as this time it was Kuhn with the steal. Back the other way, shots up, no good, rebounds up, and good. As that time it was Lanny Hicks with the bucket. Her first points of the game, makes it 23-10. And once again, another steal. So that's two steals in a row, four in the game against the Toppers. Back the other way, Kuhn with the ball. She'll dish it off over there to Holthouse. Holthouse swings all the way back over to the other side of Kuhn. Back up top to Holthouse for a three. Nope, it won't go. Fighting for the rebound, Hamilton comes away with it. They'll set the offense back up. She'll give the ball off to Kuhn. Kuhn will go out between the circles and set the offense. The slender 5'7 junior on the dribble. To the hole. Now a nice dish off there as she gives it off to Kylie Laddage, and Laddage is going to get the 2 points. But I'll tell you what, that was an outstanding pass that time by the Panthers. And so they lead 25-10 with 5:20 to go till first half. Inside it's Tester. Tester's going to get called. Nope. It's going to be an offensive foul on Tester as she was trying to create space. And the foul will go against her. And so the Toppers with yet another turnover, their fifth. And so it'll be the Panthers ball. Anna Byers going to bring it down. She'll set the offense up. They'll set a double post on the left, a double post on the right, both of them in the mid lane area. They'll reverse it, looking to see if they can find Hamilton inside. She's not open, so they'll reset. Holthouse with the ball up high. Hamilton cuts across the lane. She's covered, so Byers has the ball, and she'll go to the lane. Now she'll kick out in the corner. Shots up, comes up short. And coming away with the rebound is Harston. Harston dishes the ball off to Vanessa Compton. And the Toppers have come down, trailing 25-10. Pass is deflected and then stolen. Turnover number 6. Lead pass off on the lane to the left side. Rachel Holthouse with the left-hand layup on the left side gives her first 2 points, makes it 27-10. Panthers are running away with this one so far here in the first half. We're about halfway through quarter number 2. It's 27-10, almost another steal. Tester with a shot fake. Now she'll dish the ball out front, giving it off to Sierra Compton. Into Harston it goes. Harston's shot won't go, but she's going to go to the free throw line as she was hacked in the act. They'll call that on Hamilton. That will be Hamilton's second foul at the 4:07 mark. 27-10 is the pain and lead. We'll take a break and be back after these messages on WSMI. Gabe Osborne is our producer tonight. I'm Gary Volker, perched up here in the corner, the northwest corner of the Pena High Gymnasium. Dekaya Harston to the free throw line. She'll shoot two this time, made one last time. She's got another one. Shots up, shots good. So for Harston, she'll now have 3 points, makes it 27-12 as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number 2. 27-12, it's a 15-point lead for the Pena Panthers. Holthouse with the ball. She'll go to Hamilton for a baseline jumper. No good. Harston comes away with the rebound. She'll go lead pass, giving it off to Rupert. Rupert goes into the corner. Now she'll kick it back out. They'll reverse to Major. She'll stop and pop for three. Comes up short. Fighting for the rebound and coming away with it is Anna Byers. Byers with steals. Byers with rebounds. Byers with points. She has 10 points on the night. It's 27-12. Pena with the lead and the ball. Laddage over in the wing on the left side goes up top to Hamilton against the 2-3 zone of the Toppers. It's going to be shot up and no good by Byers. Pass comes out, and to Tester it goes. She'll pull her dribble up at the three-point line and then kick it out to Haley Major. Major will give it off to Compton. Compton will go over to the right side. She'll drive into the lane, gets into a double team, almost has the ball stolen, but coming up with a save is Tester. Now there is a steal there. Nope, it was, yes, it was. Holthouse thought she lost it. She regained control, lead pass to Byers, and Byers has her 12th point of the game. Anna, the 5'7 sophomore, with 12 points to lead the way. Her scoring has equaled the output of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. 29-12 is the Panther lead, 2-2-2 showing on the second quarter clock. Inside to Harston off the glass, will not go. Hamilton comes away with the rebound. She'll take it down on the dribble. Now lead pass to Holthouse. Holthouse holds it up, gives it back to Hamilton. Hamilton over on the wing to Byers. Byers back to Holthouse. Holthouse to Hamilton. She'll give it off on the wing. No, up at the top it'll go to Ladage. Ladage's shot will not go. Tester comes up with the rebound. 2 minutes to go till halftime. 29-12. Panthers with the lead. Toppers with the ball. Rupert holds the ball high over her head at the free throw line extended over on the left side. She'll now bring it up top to Major. Major drives, stops, and pops, comes up short. They're going to let it. Nope, they're going to go ahead and grab it. As Byers got the rebound, and she was trying to tiptoe away without stepping on the line, she did step on the line, so the ball will go back over to Hillsboro. She thought she'd let it go out of bounds, and then she saw that Harston was coming over and might try to bat it off of her, so she grabbed it instead. As a result, the ball goes out of bounds and is touched or is stepped on the line by the Panthers. And so it will be Tester with a shot. It rolls in. Claire Tester. Give her 6 points now as it makes it 29-14 with a minute 25 to go till halftime. Up top, it goes to Brer Denton. Denton swings it over on the wing. Takes it back up top. Pass deflected. Out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by the Panthers for turnover number 5. So the Toppers defense results in a turnover there. Trailing by 15, 29-14. They'll inbound with 1:13 to go in the first half. Will the Toppers? It'll be Rupert with the ball. Chanel Vanessa Compton off to Tester for 3. No good. Coming up at the rebound is Brer Denton. And a foul going to be called at midcourt. Vanessa Compton, who will pick up her 3rd, and that was one of those fouls where you're 40 feet away from the basket. You really don't need to have your foul there, but nonetheless, she now will sit down with 3 fouls, and she'll be replaced in the lineup by Sierra Compton. So Compton's in there, as well as Major, as well as Rupert, Tester, and Harston. Panthers with 40 seconds. They're going to pull it out. Coach says, go ahead and play for one shot. They're up 29-14, so they're in no hurry. Holthouse gives it over on the wing to Denton. Denton back to Holthouse. They'll play catch 30 seconds and counting. Over on the wing, it goes to Byers on the left side. Back up top, back over to Byers. Back up top, back over to Byers. Byers dribbles. The ball goes off the foot, but it went off of a topper foot, and so with 18 seconds to go, it'll be Panthers ball. They lead by 15 as Holthouse will trigger it in. Rachel in the corner. Gives it off to Byers for 3. Bottom of that. Well, she'd hit a bunch of 2s. She has 6 of them. Now she's got a 3. And the lead is 32-14. Tester to Harston. Harston finally gets a shot to drop, as that is her first field goal of the half. And we have come to halftime here at Pena High School, and it is Pena 32, Hillsboro 16. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. Third quarter action about to get underway here. After 2 quarters of play, it is Pena 32, Hillsboro 16. Both teams on the floor. And it appears that the arrow favors the Panthers. They'll get the ball to start the third quarter. They'll be going towards the west basket, or as we look down on the floor, from left to right. Holthaus with the ball. They'll try to go inside. Up it goes top to Hendrickson. Hendrickson has the ball stolen away. Turnover number 6 on PHS. Back the other way, Major with the ball. She'll swing it over to Compton. Compton back to Major. Looking for Harston inside. She's posting up mid-range, as it'll now be Vanessa Compton kicking the ball over on the wing to Major. Bottom of the three of the net for a three-pointer for Haley Major. That's her first points of the game. Makes it 32-19. Swinging around to Hamilton. She'll try a three. It comes up short. They'll fight for the rebound. It's batted back in by the Panthers. Shots up. No good. Hendrickson almost got the rebound. Had it knocked out of bounds. So Haley Major comes down and gets the toppers on the board here in the third quarter. See if they can get some more action going like that. As the inbounds pass comes in to Hamilton, she'll stop and pop from the elbow off the iron. No good. Tester fighting for the rebound. She and Harston. Harston finally comes away with it. They said, wait a minute, we're on the same team. Compton with the ball, gives the ball up top to Rupert. Rupert will drive over to the right side, pick up her dribble, looking for Harston inside. Leads her a little bit too much. It goes out of bounds for turnover number 7. Had the right idea, just had to lead her too much, and that, of course, partially responsible because of the defense of the Panthers playing that wraparound hand in the passing lane. In any event, the Panthers get the ball. They'll come down, take it inside to Hendrickson. Hendrickson kicks it back out top. Over on the wing, it goes to Hamilton. She tries to go inside to Hendrickson. It's out of bounds. Turnover number 7. So we've had more turnovers than points scored here in the second half. The Toppers have 3 points, and the Panthers have none. And we have 4 turnovers here in the first minute and a half. On the drive, it's Kent Compton, and she's going to get called for a travel as she is trying to go in the lane, under the lane. Doesn't get the job done there. And so it is Panthers ball. Into the corner, Hamilton, 4-3. Bottom of the net. Jillian Hamilton with the second tray of the game for her. She now has 14 points. The Panthers have a 35-19 lead. Topper's ball. They'll get it in to Compton. Vanessa will bring it down on the dribble. She's being guarded by Byers. She'll dish the ball off to Tester, who gives it right back to her. Compton now wants to drive down the right side. She looks for Harston inside. She'll go off the glass. Somebody got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. A reach-in foul going to be called against Pena. And it will go against Rachel Holthaus. That will be her second. He'll send Harston to the free throw line to shoot 2. First one's up. No good. Caught back iron and kicked it off to the side. Harston sitting on 5 points, 3 of those free throws. See if she can pick up one more here. She'll eye it again. She'll try it again. She'll buy it this time. 6 points for Harston. 35-20 is the Panther lead. Nice pass cross court. Shots up, but no good by Byers, but a good job there by Holthaus. She brought the ball down on the right side, had the diagonal pass open. Byers could not get the shot to drop. Vanessa Compton's going to be called for the foul. That will be her 4th. Byers to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Compton's going out of the game in between. Free throws off back iron and no good. Sierra Compton will replace Vanessa in the lineup as Byers gets ready for her 2nd free throw. She'll eye this one. She'll try this one. She'll buy this one. 16 points on the game for Anna Byers. A big first quarter of 10 points. Now it is 36-20, a 16-point lead, just as it was at halftime. It is again here with 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Holthaus pokes the ball out of bounds. It'll still be topper ball. Inbounding will be Major off to Harston. Harston off the glass and good. Nakia Harston with her 3rd point of the quarter, her 8th point of the game. Makes it 36-22 as we hit the 5:29 mark. Back the other way, it is Holthaus off to Byers. Byers wanted to pass it back, but it wasn't there, so she'll kick it off on the wing, give it to Ladage. Ladage swings it back around to Hamilton. Hamilton on the right side takes it down to the corner, then gives it off, gets the ball back, has it poked away, as once again, good defense there by Lane Rupert. Byers back the other side for three. This one's off the iron, no good. Ladage with the rebound, and it's up, and it's good. Kylie Ladage with her second bucket of the night, give her 4 points, make it 38-22. We go inside 5 minutes in the third quarter. Major bringing the ball across midcourt, gives it off to Rupert. Rupert now gives it off to Tester. Tester back to Rupert. Thought about a three. Instead, she'll go to Tester inside. Her shot's blocked. She gets her own rebound. Now they're fighting for it. One of the Panthers had hold of it as she slipped to the floor. Her backside was on the end line, and so the Toppers will maintain possession. With 4:39 to go here in the third quarter, Payne at 38, Hillsborough 22. It is timeout on the floor. Mask timeout. As they take a break, we will too. You're listening to WSMI. Toppers inbound. Nice pass. Finds Haley Major wide open. She gets a shot to drop. Gives her 5 1/4. 5 in the game. Makes it 38-24. Panthers come down. Miss the shot. Toppers come back with it. Over on the wing, it goes to Rupert. Rupert back up top. To Sierra Compton. Sierra Compton to Tester down in the corner. Tester swings it back up top to Rupert. They'll skip it across to Major for a three. Nope, won't go. Hamilton comes away with the rebound. Lead pass to Holthouse. Holthouse goes down the left side with the left hand. Up, rolls, will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Byers puts it up and in. Anna Byers shooting from the perimeter early, and that time she takes an offensive rebound and puts it back in. Gives her 3 1/4. 18 for the game. 40-24 is the Panther lead. Laddie's going to get a break here as she'll be replaced in the lineup by Brer Denton. Pena's Ellie Kuhn's going to pick up the foul there. Once again, it's going to be Harston going to the free throw line as the Toppers trying to get the ball in to Nakaya. Her free throw is good. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 she's made out of 7. She'll get one more. As Hicks is going to replace Hamilton in the lineup, second free throw comes up short. On the rebound is Kuhn. Coming away with it is Byers. She'll set the offense up, give the ball up top to Holthouse. Holthouse over on the wing will give it off to Denton. Back to Holthouse, who gets a shout out from the announcer because she helped me get my equipment up here and set up. Thanks for the help. Indeed. Now going the other way, it is the Panthers going inside. Shots up, no good. Rebounds up. And it's good by Lainey Hicks. She picked up her 4th point of the game. Makes it 42-25. Over on the other side, it'll go to Rupert. Rupert looking for Tester going to the baseline. Tester's shot comes up short, fighting for the rebound. It's going to be Holthouse coming away with it. She dribbles, runs into trouble, so she spins right out of the problem there. Takes the ball over on the wing, gives it off to Denton. Denton on the weave gives it off to Byers. Byers dishes it to Holthouse. She lost control of it. They said it was tipped by the Toppers, so it's not an over and back call. She'll set things up and reset the offense. Rachel Holthouse, 5'6", junior, gives it off to Byers. Byers spins into the lane, off the glass, no good. Coming up with the rebound and the putback. Once again, Lainey Hicks. As Hicks comes up with her 4th point of the quarter, her 6th point of the game, makes it 44-25. Going back the other way, it's Major with the ball. Off to Rupert. Rupert goes back up top to Sierra Compton. Her shot offline. Oh, Harson with an outstanding save there. That one's out of bounds. But they're going to say as she came back in and the ball was tipped back, she touched it while she was still out of bounds. Barrup into the lineup as she will replace Byers for the Panthers here with 1:55 to go, third quarter. Panthers on top, 44-25. Well, in the first week of the season, the Toppers suffered 2 very close losses. They hadn't lost since then. Now here in the last week of the season, They picked up a 40-25 loss to the Piesaw Birds Saturday night. And here tonight, it's not looking too good against these Pana Panthers. On the dribble is Major. Off to Rupert. Rupert into the lane to Harston. Harston off the glass. Can't get the shot to go. Harston gets her own rebound. Nope, they're going to say she was out of bounds as she struggled to get to it. And so the Panthers with 122 will inbound, holding on to a comfortable 19-point lead. 44-25 as we head to the final minute. Holdhouse on the dribble, goes over on the left side. Now she'll swing it back up top to Kuhn. Kuhn over on the wing, gives it off to Denton. Denton to Barrup, back to Denton. She has the ball stripped away by Major. Turnover number 9 on the Panthers. Back the other way, Harston gets the ball at the head of the key. She's going to drive down the left side of the lane. She wants to spin inside. Nothing there, so she'll give it off to Compton. Back to Tester. Pump fake. Shots up. Off the glass and good. A nice step-through move there by Claire Tester. As she hit the pump fake, the step-through, got her 8th point of the game. Makes it 44-27. Into the final 30 seconds of the third quarter we go. Off it goes to Barrup. Barrup gives it off to Kuhn. Kuhn has the ball stolen away by Tester. Turnover number 10 on PHS to Harston. To the lane. To the basket. No good. Coming up with the rebound there is Lainey Hicks. Hicks has the ball. She dribbles out of trouble. Now it is deflected by Rupert. Goes out of bounds. It's still going to be Panther ball. 8.2 seconds to go. Third quarter. 44-27 is the Painter lead. Inbounds pass comes in to Holthouse. She'll bring it across the midcourt line to the basket, and good! Holthouse, with some determination there, picks up her 4th point of the game, makes it 46-27 after 3. Panthers in control of this one. Don't go away. Fourth quarter action coming your way on WSMI. Fourth quarter action begins as the Toppers have the ball. To Rupert it goes. Deflected pass by Byers. It goes out of bounds. It'll still belong to HHS. Panthers outscored the Toppers in quarter number 3, 14-11, to extend that 16-point lead to a 19-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Now here's Byers with a steal. She'll go all the way and then dish it off, and the shot is missed over there by Brer Denton. Good team effort there by Byers. She could have taken the ball to the basket, but she decided to dish it off and help out a teammate. They couldn't convert. Inbounds pass now comes in. Shots up and no good as Jaden Barrup, the 5'6 junior, took the drive to the right side of the basket. Couldn't get the shot to drop. Now they're going the other way, looking for Alex Fraley. Pass is a little bit overthrown. Turnover number 10. Back the other way, it is Hamilton who spins that one off the rim. It will not go, but she'll go to the free throw line, and she was, yep, hacked in the act. This foul will go against Alex Fraley, and it'll send Jillian Hamilton to the free throw line. She's got 14 points on the night, 2 for 3, make it 3 for 4 from the free throw line. That's point number 15. Vanessa Compton replaces Sierra again back in the game as Hamilton makes the second free throw. 16 points on the night for Jillian Hamilton, 18 points for Anna Byers. That's the bulk of the scoring for the Panthers here this evening. Now Vanessa Compton with the ball, dribbles from right to left, now tries to go inside to Fraley. Foul going to be called against Hamilton. She put her hands on the back, a little bit of a push. Jillian picks up personal foul number 3. 3 team fouls. Oh, we have a substitution wanting to come in here for the Panthers. Kylie Hendrickson will replace Lainey Hicks in the Panther lineup. Inbounds pass comes into Fraley. Fraley's going to kick it out to Rupert. Rupert tries to go to the hole, has the ball stripped away. Turnover number 11. Ball back to the Panthers. Shots up, no good, as this one was up and no good by Barrett. Briar Denton, however, with the third rebound, gets her first 2 points of the game. Makes it 50-27 at the 6:40 mark. Tester for three. Bottom of the net. Claire Tester in double figures with 11. Back the other way. Going to be a foul called as Hamilton goes to the basket. She'll get the shot to drop. She'll go to the free throw line. The foul will go against Alex Fraley for Jillian Hamilton. She'll get two. And an opportunity for the old-fashioned three-point play. 18 points on the night. Looking for number 19. No, that one came up a little short. She just kind of claps her hands and looks to the sky. Like, how did I do that? Harston's going to come back into the lineup for the Toppers. As she will replace, who's going to sit down? Compton? Nope, that'll be Major sitting down. Compton has the ball. That is Vanessa. She'll bring it on the dribble. As the shot's up, three-point shot by Tester is no good. They have a jump ball on the rebound. No, they're going to call a travel call and give the ball back to Pena. Nope, the referees are talking about who they're going to give it to now. They're going to change their mind and give it to Hillsboro. So Kennedy, Carlock will get the ball. They're going to ask, were you doing that before because of an alternate possession? And the official says no. The one who was traveling before the jump ball occurred. In any event, the Toppers get the ball. They need a break. Harston's shot won't go. Coming away with the rebound is Hamilton. Hamilton's going to bring it down on a dribble. Coming down the right side, picks up her dribble. She'll kick it over on the wing, giving it off to Denton. Shots up by Denton's shot is bottom of the net. Now back the other way, Fraley was wide open. Somebody forgot to get back on defense, and Alex Fraley made him pay with her first 2 points of the game. 55-32 as we hit the 5:40 mark of the fourth quarter. Over on the wing, it goes to Byers. Byers got a drive. She'll dish the ball off. Shots up and no good by Hendrickson. Coming away with the rebound is Alex Fraley. Fraley going to give it off to Harston. Back the other way. Shots up and good. Micaiah Harston in double figures as she now has 11 points. Back the other way. They'll give the ball off to Shelby Edwards in the ballgame. They'll swing it around to the other side to Shelby Edwards. Edwards off to Byers. She had it roll off of her hand. She was poked in the eye. She went up. They didn't see that, but they did see that the shot was blocked or tipped. And so now Hamilton will come out of the game. And she'll be replaced by Kylie Hendrickson. Denton trying to get the ball in, and evidently she took 5 seconds. That'll be turnover number 11. So with 5:02, it'll be 55-34 in favor of the Pena Panthers. Inside to Harston, off the glass, and it rolls in. Nakaya finally finding the range inside there. She has 4 1/4, 13 for the game. Back the other way, shots up off the backboard, and no good. And it's going to be a timeout on the floor. This will be the mask timeout. 55-36 is our score. Pena with the lead and Hillsboro with the ball. When we come back, you're listening to WSMI. Gabe Osborne, our producer tonight. Hillsboro and Pena providing the opposition tonight, both boys and girls. Hope you enjoyed that first game. This game has been a little bit lopsided, to say the least. 55-36. Panthers of Pena with the lead. Hillsboro with the ball. Harston to the hole, and it's good. Micaiah getting back to her form. Picks up 6 1/4, gives her 15 for the game, and that's what we have known to come and see from Micaiah Harston, taking that ball to the hole with authority. Back the other way. Oh, reverse layup is good by Brer Denton. Denton has put together a nice fourth quarter as she has 7 points. And it's 57-38 as we hit the halfway mark. Now a steal here by Kuhn. She'll go coast to coast, dish it off. Shot's no good. Tester comes away with the rebound. She'll spin out of trouble. Go to the hole. Stop from eight. It's good. Claire Tester with 5 1/4, 13 points for the game. Well, these two gals have really gotten things going here in the second half. That is Tester and Harston. As the fourth quarter, they have 11 points between them, have drawn the toppers to within 17. On the drive, it's Holthouse. She'll kick it off to Hendrickson off the glass, and good. Kylie Hendrickson with her first 2 points of the ball game. 7 different Panthers have scored tonight as they lead in this one, 59-40. Tester looking for Fraley inside. Gets the ball back, tries to force it in to Harston, do the toppers, and they'll turn it over for the 12th time tonight. Back the other way, Denton giving the ball off, and it'll go inside. The shot's up. Oh, nice block there by Harston as Hendrickson's shot is blocked, and the toppers will take it back the other way. Denton's going to be called for a reach-in foul down at the other end. That'll be her first. Hamilton will replace her in the lineup. It's a common foul, only the fourth team foul against the Painted Panthers. So they'll inbound, try to get it to Fraley. Fraley has it deflected and stolen. 13th miscue of the game. Back the other way, Hamilton leads the pack, gets to the hole for her 6th point of the quarter, gives her 20 for the night. She has 20, Byers has 18, leading the way for the Panthers to victory number 10 tonight. Back the other way, toppers can't get the shot to drop. Hamilton comes up with the rebound. She'll go around the defense. Now lead pass. Nice assist there as she finds Ellie Kuhn going to the basket. And Kuhn takes the bucket. And for Ellie, that is her first basket of the game at the 2:18 mark. 63-40 is the Panther lead. We'll be back after these messages on WSMI. We head back to live action. Hillsboro has the ball. It'll be Sierra Compton losing that one. Now the other way, the pass is deflected. They're going to say last touch, however, by Pena. And so now Allie Schneer is coming in the lineup. She'll replace Kennedy Carlock. Also in the lineup, Kelsey Holtgrave. She has the ball right now. She gets a pass into the middle, the pass right back. Oh, off the iron, will not go. Brianna Gwynn comes up with the rebound, and the toppers maintain possession as we hit the final 100 seconds. Schnarr with the ball. She's going down the left side of the lane, off the glass, will not go. Coming down with the rebound is Ellie Kuhn. Kuhn will bring it down. As Aaron Aldi is in the lineup as well for the Painted Panthers. Over on the wing, it goes to Barrett. She wanted to drive, and then she'll kick the ball back out. Give it off. Shots up. No good. They'll fight for the rebound, and I thought the toppers had it, but it's going to be taken away, and it'll be Panthers ball. Shots up. Ashcraft with the basket as Chloe gets her first 2 points of the game, the 5'8 sophomore on the board, as we hit the final minute of the ball game. Outside, the shot's going to be, no, I thought she was going to take a shot. She passes it up, gives it off to Gwynn. Now back to Snare. Snare dishes it over to Compton. Compton tries to spin, and then gives it off over on the wing to White. Megan White with the ball up top. Holtgrave, bottom of the net. As Holtgrave comes up with a basket, Kelsey gets her first 2 points of the ball game. Now Sierra Compton will have a seat. As we'll have Sophie Blankenship in the ballgame. Blankenship, a freshman out there. As the Panthers going to bring the ball down slowly. Ellie Kuhn on the dribble. Goes over on the wing to Jaden Barrup. Barrup is going to be fouled there by Sophie Blankenship, who picks up her first. only the fourth team foul. And so the Panthers will take the ball out. They'll get the ball in to Aaron Aldi. Aldi's going to sit back on a dribble and dish it off to Shelby Edwards. Edwards gives it off on the wing to Ellie Kuhn. Kuhn on the dribble has the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll still be Paint a Ball. So it's Ashcraft and Edwards in there with Aldi and Kuhn. And the Panthers are just going to pass this one around, and they're going to walk away with a 65-42 victory over the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. We'll take a break and come back and recap this South Central Conference action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Well, we hope you've enjoyed our high school doubleheader tonight, the boys of Pena and the boys of Hillsboro doing battle first. Now the girls of Hillsboro and the girls of Pena doing battle. This one not very close even from the get-go, as Pena opened up a 19-8 lead after one. They led 32-16 at half. They swelled the lead to 46-27 after the third quarter, and they ended up winning this one going away by 23 points, 65-42. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all, for the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, they were led by Nakia Harston with 15 points, Claire Heston with 13 points, 5 points for Haley Major, 3 points for Lane Rupert, 2 points each for Kennedy Carlock and Alex Fraley and Kelsey Holtgrave. Quarters of 8, 8, 11, and 15. The Toppers were 5 for 8 from the free throw line for the game and committed 13 turnovers. With the loss, Hillsboro sees their overall season record drop to 12-4, finished 7-2 in the South Central Conference. For the victorious Pena Panthers, they were led in scoring by Jillian Hamilton with 20 points, Anna Byers with 18 points, 7 points for Brer Denton off the bench, 6 points for Lainey Hicks off the bench. Then it was 4 points for Rachel Holthouse, 4 points for Kylie Ladage, and 2 points for Kylie Hendrickson, and 2 points for Ellie Kuhn. Quarters, 2 points for Chloe Icecraft. Don't want to forget her. Icecraft comes up with 2 points in the fourth quarter. Quarters of 19, 13, 14, and 19, the Panthers were 5 for 8. They see their overall season record improve to 10-2, and they are now 6-2 in conference play. I want to remind you that Wednesday night we have high school basketball coming your way again. We'll be right back here at Pena High School for the live broadcast at 6 o'clock on WSMI as Nokomis takes on Pena. And then Friday night we'll have a boy-girl doubleheader. At 6 o'clock it'll be Southwestern at North Greene, Steve Woolley's final game as a Southwestern coach as he retires. Game number 2 Friday night, Carlinville at Lincolnwood, scheduled to follow the girls' game. Keep track of all our complete sports broadcast schedule by going to WSMIRadio.com. Well, we want to take this time to thank all of the fine folks here at Payne High School for their hospitality. Thanks, of course, to all of our sponsors, without whom we would not be able to bring you these basketball games. Thanks to the producer back in the studio. Special thanks goes to Gabe Osborne for producing tonight's game. One final time, our final score is Pena 65, Hillsboro 42. Gary Boker saying so long from the hard court.